Hi, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live on this Thursday. I'm Dave Spadaro as we get closer to the Eagles and the Redskins Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles at 5-5, the Redskins at 3-6, and we've got a whole lot to get to in the show today. We're going to take a look at one of the main weapons in the Washington passing offense, a rookie who in game number one caught 5 passes for 38 yards, and Jordan Reed since then has become a major, major weapon in Washington's passing game. And Brian Baldinger and Mike Quick break that down. We also take a look at, in our pre-snap read, the importance and the difficulties of having a mobile quarterback. Robert Griffin III poses quite a threat, of course, to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Going to get you caught up on the day that is happening right now. The Eagles outside on the practice field in a beautiful, beautiful day here in South Philadelphia. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day. We begin with Chip Kelly, who just spoke to the media. And he knows that the second game of time, this time around against the Washington Redskins, much different than it was back in September. Robert Griffin III obviously is healthy. And the Redskins, some personnel that wasn't there in week one, will be here in week number 11. Jason Peters, Michael Kendricks, still day-to-day, as they took some work, light work, yesterday in practice. We'll see how they progress through the day today. Patrick Chung set to return to the starting lineup, replacing Earl Wolf. Earl Wolf out for this game, although that's not official, but he hasn't practiced and could be a week or two away, or three. We don't really know when that knee will come around to get him back on the field. And Jordan Reed is the main target for Robert Griffin III. We take a look at him a little bit later in the show. And when we get things going on Sunday, it begins at 11 o'clock with our full lineup of Eagles Television Network shows and then the kickoff show at 12:30. Now, the Eagles and the Redskins, as you know, just a storied rivalry. Just let's be honest. The Eagles don't like the Redskins. The Redskins don't like the Eagles. And that makes for a beautiful rivalry. And there is no game more definitive of what this rivalry is all about than the body bag game. We take a look at that in today's Vantage Point.
He's looking for Carmichael. He's got a break. He's got a goal. Clark took ahead of midfield. 45
minutes. Stop him again!
The Redskins quarterback that day was a guy named Kerry Conklin. And Kerry Conklin threw 3 touchdown passes, probably had one of his best career games. And it turned into a game that was an unlikely shootout, but a shootout nonetheless.
It was one of the first games I ever covered when I was a beat writer on the Philadelphia Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I thought, whoa, Randall Cunningham is not human. What he can do with the football was unbelievable.
It comes down to kind of one play, and in a one play kind of situation, which is where the Eagles were, it makes sense if you got one bullet left to fire, look for the guy who has the hot hand.
Randall Cunningham had a little of a bad rap where he wasn't maybe the most clutch guy in the world in big spots. Well, he disproved that. Drives the Eagles down the field and throws an absolute seed to Calvin Williams.
This had kind of been Calvin Williams' day, and I think the Eagles were very smart to look for Calvin Williams in that spot, because if he was ever going to make the play that wins the game, that was going to be the day that he was going to make it, and he did.
It's funny. In Philadelphia, we have names for our games. We have the Fog Bowl. We have the Miracle of the Meadowlands. We have the Bounty Bowl.
1990, Eagles-Redskins, the infamous body bag game.
Body bag game.
Body bag game.
The game that always comes to mind with the Redskins is the body bag game.
This was the epitome of that Buddy Ryan defense.
And the Redskins came in, they had already lost their starting quarterback, Mark Rippon, to injury. And so they went with Jeff Rutledge out of the University of Alabama. Well, the Eagles took care of him, and then they threw in Stan Humphries. And the Eagles took care of him. I mean, the Redskins threw them out, and the Eagles demolished them with some of the most ferocious hitting I have ever seen.
Just a bunch of killers on that side of the ball. You know, whether it was Seth Joyner, whether it was Reggie White, Clyde Simmons, Mike Pitts, Jerome Brown, et cetera, et cetera. Not one, not two, not three. Every quarterback is knocked out to the point where future Eagle Brian Mitchell is taking snaps. He hadn't played quarterback since college.
There are a lot of different great moments in the Eagles' history, and moments that are embraced by the city. But when you're hauling players off the field.
I mean, the field just strewn with Redskin injured here this evening, and I don't know how it could go much worse for Washington.
That's a night I think that people are putting in their top five.
If there's one game, and there always is that one you identify, because Buddy Ryan makes it a big deal, it's the body bag game when they just started carting players off the field.
If you loved anything about Eagles football, that game kind of encapsulates everything you loved about Eagles defense.
William Frizzell, Jesse Small, Britt Hager, Black Shoes. Oh, that was a great game, the body bag game. Let's go to break in just a moment here. First, we want to tease you on the other side. It's your fantasy football time of the week, is it not? So tune in, get your pens ready. Joe Dolan from fantasyguru.com will be here on the other side here on Eagles Live. And we also want to get into Robert Griffin III and the mobile quarterback versus the stationary quarterback conversation, as well as a look at Jordan Reed. If you don't know about him, you're going to find out. He's a major, major weapon for the Washington Redskins. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're coming right back. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well-rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' Coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
I still have not. One of the other ones is go snorkeling in the Schuylkill River. I have not done that yet.
Well, don't.
I think that would be quite the experience. Not too many people have done that. I'd be a
you
very...
think there's a reason why?
I don't know. You always want to be the first to do something. I
feel. Yeah. Also, in this case, might be the last. All right. So, snorkeling in the Schuylkill River.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max 6 chances, 5 cash fives, 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Welcome inside this week's Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, we have talked so much about the Eagles quarterbacks that we're not even going to touch Nick Foles. I think he's done enough to prove himself as a fantasy difference maker. But what about Riley Cooper? 5 touchdowns over the last 2 weeks. Is he an every week starter right now?
You know, we talked about Riley Cooper early in the year, Bo, and we were just kind of searching for that second weapon in the Eagles passing game to kind of step up and make a consistent impact. Well, I would consider 88 yards in four of his last five games or more a consistent impact. Now, I always like to say that touchdowns are pretty fickle, especially when they're coming in the way that Riley Cooper's touchdowns are coming. He's creating on deep plays, but the fact of the matter is that Nick Foles looks for this guy. They have a very strong chemistry, and Riley Cooper is able to high point the ball. If there's one area where Riley Cooper can create a mismatch, it's the fact that he gets a lot of single coverage and the fact that he's 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Nick Foles throws with anticipation, which we've talked about as one of his best traits, especially for a fantasy quarterback, and it makes him effective in the red zone. So I think Riley Cooper, the fact that he's getting plays down the field and his size can make him an asset in the red zone, this guy right now is a number three fantasy receiver. It is time to stop doubting. I don't think you're chasing big games if you play him. I think he's somebody who is involved enough and has responded to enough challenges this year that I think he could come out and be a number three receiver for you, even if he's not making 50, 60 yard catches every game.
We move around the league, and a guy we talked about last week, you weren't sure what kind of role Andre Brown was going to play for the Giants. Turned out to be a workhorse role, 30 carries in his first game back.
I think it helped that, obviously, Brandon Jacobs didn't play. David Wilson got put on IR, and also Peyton Hillis fumbled early in the game. And we know how much Tom Coughlin absolutely hates fumbles right now. So, Bo, Andre Brown came out, did exactly what the Giants would have hoped, and probably more. And I think right now you can trust him as a high-end flex, low-end number two running back. I do still worry about his health issues. And if you can package Andre Brown still with another secondary player on your roster to get an impact player for the fantasy postseason, I fully endorse that. But it's evident that he is ready to help right now and much sooner than I anticipated.
Fantasy players have been riding the Broncos offense all season long. The AFC touchdown leaders, the top four of them, are all Denver Broncos. But they have a tough matchup this week against the Kansas City Chiefs, the best defense in the league by most margins, and then also Peyton Manning dealing with an injury. What are your thoughts on the Broncos offense?
Well, I'm going to remain a Broncos supporter until they give me reason to prove otherwise. Absolutely. And Peyton Manning, I know the high ankle sprain. He looked bad coming off the field last week after getting hit. But I think ultimately this is an offense that is still going to produce. Peyton Manning, he does it with his brain. We know that. He doesn't have elite arm strength anymore. He just is an elite thinker, and he has elite weapons. Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Julius Thomas are three of the most dynamite players at their positions in the NFL. Eric Decker can kind of pick up the slack for those guys getting extra attention, and they have a very effective backfield as well. So with the Broncos, I'm not panicking. Any downgrade this week is natural of playing the Chiefs defense, but I still think they'll be able to put up yards, put up points, and you just hope that they do enough to propel you to a win this week.
Finally, we move on to tight end, and if you don't have one of the top premier guys and you're looking for either a week-to-week starter or a guy who can help you for the rest of the season, who are the guys you are looking at as down-the-stretch tight ends?
Well, I think John Carlson and Rob Housler. John Carlson of the Vikings and Housler of the Cardinals are two guys who I'm looking at if I've needed some help. And I think Carlson's interesting because they paid him all that money last year, and he's been a complete zero, especially for fantasy. And last week, he just gets a ton of targets, converts, and has his best game as a Minnesota Viking. I think if I have a guy like Heath Miller or Jared Cook, who's really not doing anything for me, or if I'm worried about Vernon Davis and his concussion, I think John Carlson is a guy to consider picking up, and hopefully with Kyle Rudolph injured, he'll be able to pick up the slack in terms of targets. Rob Housler is more of a one-week type of guy. He hasn't been utilized a whole lot in Bruce Arians' offense. He's dealt with injuries. He's dealt with inconsistency. But the one thing that he is doing right now is playing the Jaguars this week. So with Michael Floyd injured, he's got a bad shoulder. A guy going up against the Jaguars, against whom the Cardinals should be able to protect Carson Palmer, I think Rob Housler is a very interesting one-week guy if you need to fill in at tight end.
Finally, there's a player the Eagles will see this week who you believe belongs in the elite tight end conversation along with the likes of Julius Thomas, Rob Gronkowski, and Jimmy Graham.
Well, I think Jordan Reed is a guy I think fantasy players have been kind of disrespecting this guy. We saw him in week one kind of come out of nowhere in the second half against the Eagles and say, hey, who's this guy? He looks like a really good athlete. Well, since then, Jordan Reed has emerged, I think, as the number two, clear number two weapon in the Redskins passing game. And he's actually been the number two PPR tight end over the last 5 weeks. He's ahead of Jimmy Graham. He's behind only Rob Gronkowski over that span. And I get a ton of questions about this guy. Well, can I trade him? Should I trade him? Should I be looking to acquire him? The answer is yes. The thing you should be looking for in the fantasy postseason is impact players. I'm saying right now, Jordan Reed is an impact player. He is a difference maker. He is a guy who can win you a week by himself. If your opponent has a low upside guy like Tony Gonzalez at tight end, Jordan Reed is going to give you an advantage.
It is the Fantasy Spin with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Touchdown here to Riley Cooper. Because I think when people saw it, it just looked too easy, Coach. But there's a lot of elements to this play here.
Well, Riley's actually the fourth option for us. We have a go route down here on the bottom of the screen. And we have a flat route out of the slot receiver. We're trying to high-low this side if it stays too deep.
Okay.
Okay. And then our tight end's running a deep drag. Riley's got a backside post. And then our running back's in the flats. And the quarterback literally is going one, two, three, four.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
You're home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hi, this is Connor Barwin. And to all of our troops who defend our freedom, me and my teammates want to say thank you. Our hearts are with you and your families.
It's time, my time, your time, our time to think about our tailgate plans for Sunday. Well, for me, I'm thinking about my lunch right now. It's time for this week's Amoroso's On the Menu feature. We give you a chance to vote on your favorite tailgate recipe, thanks to our good friends at Amoroso's. And today's sandwich, well, it's a winner, all right? It's something that every quarterback's got to do if it turns out like this. This sandwich is called the Audible. And this sandwich is, look at that, that is mouthwatering, isn't it? It's some grilled chicken breast, avocado, iceberg lettuce, some bacon, 1 ounce of red onions, some red bell pepper, some green bell pepper, and little buttermilk ranch dressing, 4 Amoroso's club rolls, make it great. All of these ingredients add up to 4 delicious sandwiches for you on Sunday, 61 degrees at Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles and the Redskins. That is mouthwatering, and that is something that I'm going to eat in just a moment. Now, if you vote at philadelphiaeagles.com/Amorosos, you have a chance to be invited to the Amorosos Combine in 2014 at the NovaCare Complex. So vote for your favorite recipe of the month. It only takes a moment, and you could come to the NovaCare Complex and have a really good time. All right, while I'm eating the sandwich, I'm going to give you a treat as well. Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell in our pre-snap read talking about Robert Griffin and quarterbacks like him. What challenges do the mobile quarterbacks put on NFL defenses?
34 down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the week 11 edition of pre-snap read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the all 22 tape. And to do it, we've got our professor of the coaching tape, the one, the only, the NFL film senior producer, Greg Cosell.
Where?
Greg.
Where?
That's you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're here.
I'm here.
And it's week 11. Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
Last week, we talked about the challenge of
quarterbacks and creating functional space and how they move inside the pocket. Now this week, we're going to have the biggest trend with quarterbacks. It's the running quarterback. It's the read option. But not just the quarterback. The challenge, though, Greg, for these defenses, the linebackers, the defensive coordinators, the linebackers coach, the D-line coaches. What is the challenge now for these coaches?
Well, you have to start with numbers. It's really a numbers game. It's just math. If the quarterback is a runner, that means you have to defend 11 players, not 10. Simple as that. And you can't do that playing out of a two-deep shell with two safeties deep because you don't have enough players to defend the quarterback as a runner. So the first thing is very simple. You need a safety who's essentially down in the box and part of the run defense, so you have that extra player to defend a potential run in a read option pistol type situation.
Now, when you say you're adding another defender that's a safety, are you going to go dime? Are you going to go nickel? Are you going to go with an extra linebacker? We've seen the Eagles use a spy right. sometimes on these running quarterbacks. How would you attempt to kind of play a running quarterback?
Well, ideally, you would rather have more speed on the field than less speed on the field. Now, most teams will play base defense if the opposing offense has their base personnel on the field. But now, if the opposing offense has three wide, you'll see nickel or dime. But the point is you have to play, and everybody hears this term, it's a cliche, but it's true, you have to play assignment football. As a defense, you can't just follow where you think the ball might be going. In fact, many defenses, Adam, when they practice against option teams, will practice without the offense having the ball, just going through the motions of what happens in the read option with all the different potential options, because they want players to say, hey, I'm responsible for the running back. I'm responsible for the quarterback. You can't just say, I'm going to go get the ball, right. because if you're confused, if you're wrong, your defense is shot, and then you give up big, explosive plays. Everybody remembers Colin Kaepernick last year in the playoffs running 56 yards for a touchdown off pistol read option when both the outside linebacker and the inside linebacker reacted hard to the running back, and there was no one on the perimeter. That's what happens when you don't play assignment football.
And when you talk about assignment football, you hear that term from coaches, the so-called hero syndrome. Do your job, not someone
right.
else's. I've heard you and Jaws talk about it for years at NFL Films when you're watching tape. There he is. He wanted to be a hero.
Right, and that's what see, it's funny. Read option offense, I think, leads to that in the defense because everybody wants to go make a play.
Right.
That's
right.
what you want to do as a right. defender. Right. You want to go make a play. But we look at the Washington Redskins this week, the Eagles' opponent. Think of it this way. I've seen triple option with them. I've seen situations where they bring a wide receiver into the backfield and they'll fake triple option, make it look like triple option. Somebody has to go with that wide receiver because if you don't and they toss him the ball, then it's a big gain on the perimeter. So the Eagles this week will get a first-hand look, be totally different from week one when RG3 couldn't really play effectively. This will be a totally different offense they're going to see than they saw the first week of the season.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a major challenge for Billy Davis and his coaches and obviously the defensive players because as you're talking about the triple option, they're running so much off the option play
yep.
and the route combinations are so difficult. When you have a quarterback like Robert Griffin III who can throw it, he's got a great arm, he can run it, he can take it to the perimeter, he can make the big play. To me, Greg, you must love this. When you're watching tape, you're
yeah.
seeing things that you haven't seen before.
No, there's a lot, and it's fun to watch. And defensively, what it does, when you see all that backfield action, it causes really one of two things, usually for second-level players, linebackers and the safety that's in the box. It either causes paralysis, where they literally are standing still, staring at what's happening in the backfield because they're trying to decipher it.
Right.
They're uncertain. Right. Or it causes hesitation in their movements, where they're a beat or two late. And actually, the third thing it could cause is incorrect movement and response. We've seen that a lot where they sort of get a false positive, as it were.
Right.
They think a play is going one way, and it's not, and then they're out of position.
All right, great information, Greg. We all learn a lot from this segment every week. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Down 51 white. White 20. White 27.
Well, we're taking a look at practice out on a beautiful day in South Philadelphia. The phone number to call us, 215-320-5170. We want to get your predictions, your conversation. The Eagles and the Redskins, you see in the background there, Michael Kendrick's not practicing. So he's another day closer to possibly missing this game on Sunday. And if he doesn't play, Najee Good would take the role. And we spoke to him, and a bright young man who played very well in Green Bay. Follow us on Twitter, at Eagles Shows. We'll keep you up to date with everything. We have over 1,600 followers. Thank you very much. Let's keep that number going. When we get to 2,000, we'll give away another autographed Eagles piece of merchandise. Interesting piece from Greg Cosell and Adam Kaplan there on the mobility at quarterbacks and Robert Griffin III, as a matter of fact, as I go through the world of the internet looking at profootballtalk.com and seeing that Griffin talking about the fact that he can't take so many hits. 18 hits he absorbed in that game against the Minnesota Vikings a week ago Thursday. Let's get to the telephones now and talk to Robert in San Antonio, who joins us on Eagles Live. Robert, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thanks for calling.
First of all, it's always good to talk to back home, serving my nation. I'm a veteran myself, so I enjoyed myself. Just the love from America and
thank you.
People around and other troops.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
Hey, you guys are great. I watch your show all the time. I just want to talk about Nick Foles real quick.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's a stud. I mean, he gets out there and he has poise and his arm, you know, accuracy. I mean, you know, I love Vic. I mean, Vic's a great guy. You know, he's a changed man and everything. But, you know, this business is about winning. And what I see out of Foles, man, you know, he has that it factor people talk about.
Yeah, Robert, real quick before I come in, give me a prediction for Sunday's game.
Prediction, I mean, I think it's going to be close at halftime. I see us pulling away at the end of the third quarter. I got 27-17.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for the phone call. Thanks for your dedication to this great country and for making it free for all of us. Nick Foles, again, I mean, it seems like every week we talk about the same thing. And really the question is, do you believe in Nick Foles? Do you not believe in Nick Foles? Is he a franchise quarterback? Do we know that yet? What are the Eagles' plans for him in the future? We don't know. Chip Kelly has been very consistent with that message. And the truth is that Nick's got to go out there every week and prove himself. And maybe that keeps him on edge. Maybe that helps him perform at a higher level. Certainly he's been outstanding with 16 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, 10 TDs, 0 interceptions the last couple of weeks. Been great. Handle the spots, handle the moments. Now let's go out and win a home game. That's really the only thing that's really waiting for this football team. Go win at home. And Chip was asked about that. And there will be no special preparations. There's no special team meetings or addresses or so many of these players are young and not even aware of any sort of losing streak at home. He's got to go out and play football and play better. That's really what it comes down to. Just play better football and beat the Washington Redskins on Sunday. When we return, we talk a little bit more about Jordan Reed, Brian Baldinger, and Ike Reese, or Mike Quick. Brian Baldinger and Mike Quick go in depth with the Redskins tight end. Much more to come here on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro, 320-5170. With the area code 215 in front of it. Give us a call. Join in the conversation. The Eagles and the Redskins just a few days away. A big game at Lincoln Financial Field. It's Eagles Live. We are coming right back.
One more.
Let's go.
No.
One more time.
Come on.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One championship.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
What are you going to do to get this season right?
What are you gonna do to win this game? Play your job, let's play the family, man. Let's ball out on three. One, two, three.
Now, meanwhile, the Eagles are gonna be facing a quarterback by the name of Terrell Pryor, who set an NFL record last week. He had a 93-yard touchdown run against Pittsburgh. That was the longest run ever by a quarterback.
I think much like any game, it's important for us to get three and out on the first possession.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. People, we are in the stretch run. Washington, bye week, and then five games. Watch that December 1st game, a win by the Eagles, a win by the Cardinals over Jacksonville on Sunday, and you could see a primetime game December 1st at Lincoln Financial Field. Then it's another home game, a tough one, against the Detroit Lions. And then at the Minnesota Vikings, home with Chicago, December 29th. Circle the date. Could that mean an NFC East title on the line? We shall see. Six games to go. We're in the stretch run. Taking a look at practice here, there's Chip Kelly watching his players go through their warm-ups. Let's get a quick bit of conversation with Tom in Buffalo. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You're watching the Eagles training sessions. They are no longer called practice sessions. You understand
that?
Oh,
I see. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm glad you enlightened me.
Yes.
Hey, listen, you got to give Adam a message from me.
Yes.
We had 4 inches of snow this week, so
okay.
Adam needs to know that. He was concerned.
Yes. Well, I will let Adam know that right now. But okay. Chip Kelly's laughing about it on this 50-degree day in Philadelphia.
I'm sure. Hey, listen, just some kudos to our backups from last week. I'll tell you, those guys did a job, and I think we're going to have to depend on them this week, it looks like. So those guys got to step up again, but they sure came through last week and helped us a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know about Jason Peters, but Earl Wolfe likely to not play. Kendrick certainly is a question mark. We don't know Bradley Fletcher either. So it's important that the Eagles – from a depth standpoint, really stand out.
Yep, I'm with you there. And I'm just, you know, a little edgy about this game. Washington's been improving, and I know we can beat them. I know that, but we've got to come with our A game. But I'm just a little nervous.
I get it, Tom. So give me a prediction.
Yep, I got one.
All right.
I'm going 31-16.
Well, you're not that nervous.
Hey, I'm always on the Eagles.
I got
optimism. You. I'm optimistic. But, I'm happy with that. I think I had them 31-17, and everybody else was putting that. So I dropped it down to 16 and figured they'd get a touchdown and a bunch of field goals. So.
I like that. Hey, Tom, thank you.
All right, good talking to
you
again, Dave.
Dig out from the snow. You got a long winter ahead. All right, the scouting report here on Jordan Reed, it's impressive. He's an athletic, not a big, tall beast like that. He's not somebody who's going to wow you physically, but he moves well, catches the football, and clearly has become a favorite of Robert Griffin III, and we break him down in our scouting report.
Mike, the Eagles have to really have a game plan for the Redskins rookie tight end Jordan Reed, because He's a guy that they love in matchups. He's a guy that they love to off play action pass. They're going to try to feature him as much as they can.
Paul, he is a matchup problem. He's a big size wide receiver, and when you put him, especially in the middle of the field, matching him up against safeties, linebackers, he's a matchup problem.
I mean, this is just an option route right here against Barry Church, the safety.
Yep.
Puts that foot in the ground and gets the separation. And they're going to try and feed him in the middle, especially in the middle of the field, Mike. I mean, this is kind of where he lives and where they like to throw it to him. I mean, here he is at the end of the line of scrimmage. Now, this is the same play that the Eagles ran against the Redskins.
That's right.
Everybody's copying. It's going to be just a fake inside zone bubble screen right here. And they're going to throw the pop pass to Jordan Reed, the tight end, and he has a good feel, Mike, for zones and where to sit down, where to look for the ball.
And all the quarterback is doing here, he's reading the linebacker, and when that linebacker comes up, he's going to throw the football to him in that open space. And you talk about his ability to recognize zone versus man. He was a quarterback in high school,
okay.
So all of those things he really recognizes, and he adds a lot to the quarterback.
By the way, that's a nice scouting report by you, knowing that he was a high school quarterback, Mike, but here, the Bears match up him on the outside with their safety, Chris Conne. They have no fear whatsoever throwing this fade route to him in the end zone.
But because they know, the Redskins know, that this is the matchup that they want to go to. If you get him in a one-on-one situation with that guy, a safety, he's going to win.
It's not just in the passing game either, Mike. I mean, they feature him in the run game. They ask him to do a lot of things right here. Here he is at the line of scrimmage, tapping Fred Davis right here. They're going to work in tandem right here to kind of seal the edge for Alfred Morris to run. And he gets as excited about run blocking, I think, Mike, as he does catching passes.
You know, and that's where he's really getting better. You know, he's not a real big guy, but he doesn't mind getting his nose in there on those linebackers and creating space in the run game.
The Eagles have their work cut out for him, Mike. There's Alfred Morris to worry about. There's RG3. And now there's a rookie tight end, Jordan Reed, that they have to be concerned about.
Well, you can check out the entire game plan show, 12:05 a.m. on Saturday night, 11:30 a.m. on game day. Sunday on 6ABC in Philadelphia, and you can catch all the Eagles shows anytime on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We will run our lineup starting at 11 on Sunday morning for all of you outside the market. Now, Chip Kelly meeting the media this morning. A little recap as the Eagles get ready for the Washington Redskins.
I think they're different. I think they're playing really well on offense right now. You look at their numbers, you know, in terms of where they are rushing the ball, where they are in total offense. I think they're really doing some different things. You know, Jordan Reed has emerged as a guy for him that really didn't play, you know, really, I think he may have been inactive in the first game. Was he inactive in the first game, I thought? So, that, you know, they're a little bit different in terms of their personnel and how they deploy them, but I think they're playing a lot better on offense now than they were when we played them the first time. Coaches me a lot. I mean, he's a really special guy to be around. I think he's extremely intelligent. He's got a great view and a great mindset in terms of how he looks at not only the game, but looks at life. And we all see Professor as an Arrows counsel a lot of times, to be honest with you. For me to spend time looking at what number I think is going to be the number you need to win in games, it means nothing. Just go out and prepare for that game you got that week, and that's what it should be about, and that's what it's always about, because it doesn't matter what I think it is. You know, at the end of the year, I'm going to pat myself on the back. Hey, I thought it was 10. It was 10. You don't get anything for it, do you? If you do, I'll start looking at it, but every week is a Super Bowl since I've ever been involved in this deal. So it's the same, whether you win at home or whether you lose at home, or whether you win on the road or whether you lose on the road. When you win, it's the greatest feeling in the world, and when you lose, it's the lowest feeling in the world. So, you know, there's not any more. You can't put any more pressure than on what we have right now and how we deal with it. And it's about that game that week, and that's all we can control is that preparation. You know, same questions towards playoffs and tiebreakers and all those other things. If it's not going to help us accomplish our mission, our mission's a one-game mission to beat the Washington Redskins, then we shouldn't be thinking about it or talking about it or doing it. Watch us play. Have you watched us play? Kid threw 32 touchdowns last year and 5 interceptions, so I don't think we didn't throw the ball down the field. He throws the ball down the field a lot. The kid before him threw 30 and 6 interceptions. We threw the ball down the field a ton. The interesting thing when we were at Oregon is we were up at halftime every game by 40 points, so we ran the ball more in the second half. If you wanted me to go bombs away in the third game, we could have scored 100 in a couple games, but we're never going to do that. So when you look at our statistics from a general overall thing, did we run the ball more than we threw the ball? Yeah, why? Because we were winning a lot.
And that is kind of a microcosm of what Chip Kelly had to say this morning to the Philadelphia media. Our coverage may be just about done here on Eagles Live, but it is not finished for the day. Nick Foles live at 1:55. Post-practice, press conference, final media address of the week. Although I got to tell you that Fox is here with Aaron Andrews, and they got this huge setup, and they're going to have 3 minutes of Nick Foles on their pregame show on Sunday, so don't miss that, as Nick Foles hits the national stage. I want to welcome you and thank you so much for joining us here on Eagles Live today. We've got a bunch of coverage coming your way, including the injury updates. Very critical. So make sure you tune into that later on today in our Eagles update. I want to thank you for joining us again. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. We're back again on Sunday. We've got coverage beginning at 11 o'clock. The Eagles television network shows, the kickoff show at 12:30, the halftime report. And then I'm joined by Jeremiah Trotter and Adam Kaplan after the Eagles beat the Redskins. Have a great day, everyone.